Next patient is Trevor Reyes. This is a consultation. Requested by Dr. Michael Kruger, reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation evaluation for elective cardiac study and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 56-year-old male with a history of palpitation for the last 20 years period. Recently, patient's symptoms of palpitation is getting worse. It is now more frequent, longer duration, and associated with the shortness of breath, dizziness period. Patient when the heart monitor study that showed episodes of supraventricular tachycardia as well as atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Patient is placed on amiodarone. In spite of that, patient still has recurrence of palpitation period. Refer to me for elective cardiac studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, metformin, aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, Januvia 25 mg daily, losartan potassium, amiodarone 200 mg daily, Eliquis, Levimir period, allergies, non-allergic allergies, social history, non-history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, patient is a school teacher period, family history, non-contributory, review system in general, denied and recent weight gain, weight loss, navigation, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, no prior history of coronary disease or congestive heart failure, pulmonary no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdomen no history of nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, examination blood pressure 131/90, pulse is 79, respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and the rhythm, no murmurs, gallop, abdomen soft, normal, active, ball sound, estimated no edema. Clinic impression number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension, number 3, diabetes, mellitus, recommendation. Patient's atrial fibrillation and discussed symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Patient agreed for the procedure. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein stenosis period. The patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80%. Sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please indicate to Dr. Michael Kruger.